Right? Okay. What kind of works did Jesus do? Amazing works, right? And they bore witness of him. So much that a Pharisee would come up and see him at night and say, look, nobody can do these things unless God be with them. So he recognized that this guy walked with God completely. Right? When the disciples preached the word in Mark 16, what did God do? Confirmed with signs following. Right? Why? Because they were somebody that God was confirming through their works. Faith without works is dead. I would like to suggest to you, and this is what God's revealed to me, that Jesus said when they prayed for the epileptic boy in Matthew 17, they said, look, why couldn't we cast this out? Because they had been given power 7 chapters earlier in Matthew 10 to go preach the kingdom and cast out devils. There in Matthew 17, they come upon this boy who's throwing himself into the fire and the water, and they couldn't do anything about it. Jesus comes down off the Mount of Transfiguration, comes down. All the disciples are there. The man comes out to meet Jesus. He says, look, if you can do something, help my boy. Jesus said, what do you mean, if I can? All things are possible. You believe. He said, well, I brought him to your disciples, and your disciples couldn't do anything about it. Jesus looked at his disciples and said, you corrupt-minded, perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? He was trying to say, I'm going to the cross soon. I'm not going to be around much longer. You guys have to get this. And if he told his disciples that they got their minds all messed up, corrupt thinking, when they prayed for this guy, we have to be able to take that because we're a disciple, correct? Right? So if Jesus is talking to them and they walk with him, and Jesus was doing miracles nonstop, it was probably a pretty fun day every day, right?